All right, everyone, welcome to a very special episode of That Movie Podcast. It's a live viewing or listen to of... Well, that's kind of how it's going to work out. We're not going to actually have a video or anything.
Exactly, so, no.
Of Kung Fury.
Yeah, we finally made it.
Long time coming. I know we've talked about this movie throughout multiple episodes of our podcast.
Yeah, I for a long time.
Oh, boy.
So here's how it's going to work. We're going to watch the movie, and you're going to watch it also as and listen to us.
But turn the volume down nice and low.
On us.
And listen
and
to
enjoy this amazing movie.
Just watch this movie. It's going to be... Turn the volume down on the movie.
Turn it down.
Open up your YouTube thing. Get it queued up to where it'll kind of buffer a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. So. Yeah, get it set to buffer, and then when we say hit play, and it's gonna be like we're there with you, annoying the shit out of you when you want try to watch an awesome movie.
Yeah, watch it once, just the movie, and then watch the next time. Watch it with our commentary. If you haven't seen this movie, you shouldn't listen to us babble all over it.
Well, maybe, because you're not gonna really nothing to take from this. Yeah. Other than it's like, wow.
Yeah, it is definitely an achievement of a movie, but we'll save our reviews till after. So,
fun fact, it's a crowdfunded quote unquote movie. It's only half an hour long, but it was Kickstarter by some Swedish dude who's pretty cool. I think he actually has talked to me. He's talked to me on Instagram. I want to put that out there because I'm super cool too. But this is probably. Like Bob said earlier, it was one of the best movies that we watched this entire year.
Yeah. I've seen some good movies this year, and this, I think, is the funnest movie. And the movie, I could watch it over
yeah,
and over.
Yeah, it's definitely the most fun. You say that, but
Star Wars Episode 7?
Well, it's not December
yet. Is
that
2016?
What?
Got pushed back.
No.
I was going to say, you make me so sad right now.
But Kung Fury is definitely a fun movie. I would describe it as looking at the box of a Super Nintendo game and translating that into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Just by the cover.
It not only probably my favorite movie that I've seen this year, but it's the biggest surprise. Like I've said before, I'm usually not into just... Well, actually, I'm becoming a fan of it, but I'm usually not into... Just the stupid, doing a stupid movie with all these stupid. Maybe this movie is what did it for me and made me appreciate it because they did it so well.
He appreciates it.
Appreciate.
This is, like you said, it's definitely stupid. It's ridiculous, and that's why I appreciate it so much. But it's definitely a good callback to how gratuitous 80s movies were, I think. And it doesn't try to be anything else but that. Like they even have, like we're looking at the screen right now, it's just like a VHS tape.
Yeah, like tracking.
Trying to track right now. When it was announced and I just saw like the cover or the scene with the T-Rex on it, I was like, okay, I'm gonna watch this. This is gonna be...
Well, and just like there's so many things that just aren't explained.
Yeah.
That it's like you're not even like gonna set this up for me. No,
dives right in.
This is the reality of this world, and you'll just take it as it is.
And that's kind of it. It's painting the scape of this crazy world that's going to be over the top and just pure. I don't know how else to describe it than 80s. Really, it's just it's pure. It's boiled down 80s, and that's all that it is.
Well, and then once your mind has just accepted that everything's ridiculous, it still surprises you. Like, what? We're here now? Like, it doesn't stop kind of just surprising you with how crazy they're willing to get and how much they don't set you up for any of it.
So I'm standing on the other side of the room because I'm getting ready to hit play.
The rush. Bruh.
What?
Come on, bro.
I'm so excited.
I am excited about watching
this. I'll have a seat. We'll talk.
All right, let's start the movie.
You dick.
Well, we were talking about how it's just
nonsense.
It's a non-apologetic movie based in an 80s universe where, like, to me, it's like the 80s technology, that's the peak of humanity, and that's what this is.
Well, it's kind of like on Last Action Hero, where Arnold Schwarzenegger's character, when he's in the movie world, cartoon cat. No, yeah, that's the world we live in. That's normal. The same thing with the main character's partner. or eventual partner. It's just, it's accepted in its ridiculousness.
Kung Fury, 2015. In 1985, Kung Fury, the toughest martial artist cop in Miami, goes back in time to kill the worst criminal of all time. Kung Fury, Hitler.
Dun dun dun.
Why do you do that every time?
Tagline, it takes a cop from the future to fight an enemy of the past.
But I mean, he was dead, so...
But also
Jason,
not.
I dare you to go one episode without going dun dun dun. Or, if we do the intro, there's something you always do. Is it, yeah!
That's my thing!
Alright, top build cast.
You can't take my thing from me.
Top build cast. David Sandberg, who plays Kong Fury, who is also the writer and director and fundraiser for this movie. It was a Kickstarter, which was just unbelievable to begin with. They started me with their kicker. Jorma Taccone from Lonely Island, who plays Adolf Hitler. A bunch of Swedes, I don't know. Stephen Chu as Dragon. Leopold Nielsen as Heckerman. Andres Hotling as Thor. Per Henrik Arvidus as the voice of Thor, apparently. And the chief. Eric Hornquist with like an umlaut on his O as Triceracop. Frank Sanderson as the voice of Triceracop. Eleni Young as Barbariana. Helena Alson as Katana. And a bunch of other great actors that I can't pronounce. Dave Hasselhoff as the Hoff 9000. America. There's literally only four of the people on there that I couldn't pronounce.
We'll edit all that out. Can we play the movie now?
No. Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go start the movie.
All right. Dear listeners, we're going to do a countdown. When we say play, hit play.
So we're going to go 3, 2,
play.
1, play.
On play or after play?
Wait, 3, 2, play?
Play, 3, 2, 1.
On play or that right works. After play?
3, 2, 1, play. Play.
Wait, like 3, 2, play. 1, play. And then you hit, or 3, 2, 1?
You hit play when I say play.
Hit play at your discretion.
At the same time.
You're going to away from the mic.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, play!
Play. Created by Laser Unicorn.
So excited to watch this again.
We have this great cityscape.
Hey, can you turn off the light? It's behind you. Your other behind you. No, up.
Oh.
I got your pivot right here. Dude, that... I wish I could flip a car with a skateboard.
So I don't know if we're
going
to go into it, but watch the music video for this, too, because it has David Hasselhoff on that scene, but he actually survives the explosion of the cop car.
Yes, it's amazing.
All right, so guys playing Laser Unicorns on the arcade.
I think people are going to be watching this. I don't think we need to be...
Well, I want them to have a place point, at least, because we're jumping around already.
Okay. Fuck you! Oh! So, at first, I didn't realize that the robot was actually flipping people off.
Yeah. The best part's, like, when I realized that he's actually shooting lasers when he flips off, though.
Yes.
I mean, for a Kickstarter, though, this is... It looks so good. Like, I can
that
tell
animation,
that
animation,
like,
yeah. It's... That... Oh,
out of quarters.
Coin.
Yeah, he's grabbing coins now, but I want to talk about that baby on fire. That was amazing.
Dude, that was sad. So sad.
For well, the baby should have been there.
Children. Oh, yeah. The baby was just in the wrong place.
That is the most amazing apartment ever. I want to recreate that.
And this is like the most romantic 80s song I've ever heard.
Better than
that's
sexy
my bicep.
Saxophone?
I love his voice in this movie, too.
No more phone.
What are you going to do? My job.
I love this scene, too.
I like how he shoots the car to turn it on.
How does he get into the car? He jumps straight down to the door.
I know. I want to see another view on that.
No, it's a... It's
not the puppies! No!
Just flipping off the dog. Like, what a dick.
No, he's getting ready to shoot the dog.
On the car, somehow magically.
It's movie magic.
I'm
he saved the dog.
The dog didn't even roll.
I'm making judgments as though this is the realistic movie.
And yeah. I love this.
Yes,
the tracking.
Yeah, the tracking. Yeah.
Okay. Drinking game. Every time you see film grain on this, take a shot.
All right.
Not right now, but later on, listener.
Every time something gets shot, take a drink.
No. Oh, okay. No. Okay, so, listener. So every time you see film grain pop up on the screen, just take a shot.
I want that as a desktop background right there.
Take a shot of your choice drink. You'll be fucked up.
Explosion for no reason.
Just like anything 80s.
Okay.
This is like my favorite scene right here.
Listener, mute us right now because this is the best storyline.
No,
story
they've seen the movie already.
No, we're going to listen to it.
This is the best storyline I've ever heard. That was a crazy stunt. That's how you know he's dead.
Oh, the tongue.
He was dead straight off.
Oh, I never realized he's got that big old hole in his chest.
That's the best origin story I've ever heard. Bitten by a cobra, struck by lightning.
At the same time.
That's the name of the movie.
Haha.
No.
Did he have the fingerless gloves on before he got struck by lightning?
I think so. It was the 80s.
Everyone had fingerless gloves.
You're too white to know the chosen one.
Knuckles. Boom. Film grain, take a shot.
Can you imagine if this came out when we were kids? I would have loved it.
I would be him for every Halloween ever.
Yes.
For every Halloween ever? You will be him for every Halloween ever from now on.
From now on. But I wish sooner. Grain.
Shot.
Snape of the movie!
Yeah. So, yeah.
I love the, you know, the outer shots that, like, make it look like Hawaii Five-0.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
It makes it look like it's going to be a TV show, too. Like, starring Triceracop.
Yeah. That's my favorite character right there.
He is.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. This would be another movie that it'd be really hard to come up with the favorite quote for.
I just love that you could have got us killed with a stunt like that.
I love this part.
Absolutely nothing.
I love this part because that's, you know, totally Terminator right there. That was the whole time travel, the garbage flowing past, the lightning storm.
I like the tie.
Little fella, he's little Lonely Island. I like that they actually voice over this guy's voice.
Just more Last Action Hero to me.
Yeah.
A commission.
What? He's just in the room.
I like the pan because it looks like it's going to go to the right, but then nope, to the left.
No.
If you go on the Kung Fury YouTube, you can actually see how they slice that dude in half.
Oh, really?
Really?
Cool.
Yeah.
With a sword.
Was it?
Is it just mouth agape there? I love it.
It's Flipper. Well, not that lady, but...
I did the blood test.
It was positive.
Hello, is this the police?
I think it's Paris.
It's racist.
He's not Asian.
It's also racist.
Fuck you!
It's just so much little kid logic. You're just shooting into a phone and it's coming out the other side.
If you guys like this movie and want to play a video game like it, there's a Saturday morning RPG. It's so good. It reminds me a lot of this, yeah.
I like how they're in Miami and everyone's got a Swedish accent.
Hackerman. Hackerman reminds me of the guy PewDiePuff. Whatever that guy's name is. Reminds me of the dude from Metal Gear, though. The one that
Hal Emmerich?
Yeah. No, not Emmerich. The guy that you rescue at the beginning that's missing the arm and leg.
Oh, Miller?
Yeah.
Kazuhito Miller?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. He has the long... Because originally he has like long mullet. And the sunglasses.
That's true.
You know, it's so funny, they triangulate the cell of a different person and it comes up with a picture of Adolf Hitler. Like,
you've heard of him?
It wasn't his phone. Not that this movie needs logic.
Not that anything makes any sense.
Also, there's a Kung Fury game that's amazing.
I really like the scene where they vaporize the chick. Like, the animation is amazing.
It's coming up right now.
She's all... Oh,
I hate that shit. On the actual game, though, she's so fucking difficult. You gotta anticipate her moves.
Those legs are pretty awesome, too.
Oh, yeah.
Robot legs. Look at them legs.
Like in the robot games.
Yeah. The Gamma Gams.
My job.
How many times does he say that in the movie?
I haven't really noticed, but two now.
That should be another part of the drinking game.
Drink twice. Forever.
Drink twice for when he says, my job.
My job. It means nothing.
Fake science. I'm going to crack open a Monster energy drink.
Power Glove. Yeah.
My cousin had one of those. I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
I can't remember what the key said, but they said ridiculous shit on there.
And there was it had like no application.
Yeah.
Like,
just leave this keyboard. Stand on it.
Math, double math power. Dot power.
Just typing that.
It's just a bunch of gibberish.
E equals MC 3?
You're about to hack time, are you sure? Do it.
I gotta say, I love the soundtrack.
Oh yeah,
the movie is only half an hour long, but the actual like soundtrack that you can buy is like 45 minutes long.
I need to get a Kung Fury T-shirt. Years hacked.
I want the David Hasselhoff jacket from the music video.
Oh hell yeah! Hacking too much time.
When this came out, like I jumped into my closet and I saw that I have everything for a Kung Fury costume.
This, I love how, like, again, there's just no explanation. He's just like, I must have gone too far in the past. That explains the laser raptors.
Yeah, like he knows what laser raptors are. Like,
well, he obviously went to junior high and took a history class.
Major part of history. I actually really like this landscape, though. Like, that'd have been a ton of money to get on a helicopter just to film this.
Oh, they use drones. Yeah.
How do you know?
He doesn't.
I saw a thing on the YouTubes.
You're so full of shit.
It's like, it, this is like every day in Sweden, though. You just walk out into your backyard and there's a beautiful mountainscape.
Unless you're like in
and
a...
laser raptors.
Unless you're in a city. Yeah, and laser raptors. That's why they're such a hardy folk.
Fuck!
Fuck! I like how you think they're going to have a fight.
He's ready.
Like, he's got his fist balled, like he's gonna hit him from that far.
Oh, he's Kung Fury. He could fucking hit him from across the world.
The wolf that they use is actually like a free-to-use video of a wolf in a green screen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. I thought they used just like a dog.
No. Well, it might be an actual duck. From the mountain, she's a killing machine. You can actually go onto a website and, like, you would have to pay for it, but you can still use, like, that green screen animal in the background and do whatever you want. That's who Stacy's going to be cosplaying as.
Awesome.
And you're going to be Kung Fury?
Yep.
Nice.
Katana's different from the trailer.
Is she?
Yeah.
She creeps me out.
She has a weird boob.
She looks yeah.
She looks like she was rode hard and put up wet.
I just sit on this rock for no reason.
Yeah, aren't they supposed to be going somewhere?
Her boobs?
Oh, man. I like how she's just like, oh, you hacked through time, okay. And she's like all in the past before technology.
She must be... Favorite
character,
oh,
Thor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know...
Check out my pecs.
Yeah, she must Sweet be some pecs, sort of bro. Bottom bodybuilder. Bottom builder?
Bottom builder.
So I like how it just zooms in on
He's
his...
so vascular for an old man. He has like... Sweet pics.
Thanks, bro.
This, I love this part.
I never noticed that before. I've seen this movie like 6 times.
He has a sideways mouth like Sylvester Stallone.
Stop, Hammer Time.
I like how, like... unepic he is with his hammer. Just stop! Slowly raises his hammer.
Boink, boink, boink! Yeah.
Thanks, Thor.
He's just so, like, nonchalant about everything.
Has that chick been in anything else other than porn? She must be in porn, right?
I only know her from porn.
No, I think she's a bodybuilder.
Is that what it is? Oh, that explained the weird boobs.
Builds my body. Yeah, the phone. That's what I told Stacy she needs to carry the chain gun, but she wants to carry around the cellular phone.
10 memory speed dial.
So that's the background I made.
What's that?
The background I made for the podcast. That's what I was trying to do.
Oh, nice.
Nazi Germany.
This has got to be my favorite scene right here.
So these two guys are actual like Swedish comedians, and they ad-lib this entire part.
I love this
scene. It's hilarious. This is an Aryan mustache.
A hooker dog.
I'm embarrassed for you. You look ridiculous.
This is Are you going to cry?
Look at the tears.
He's actually, oh my god. Oh,
thank you.
I love the fight scene here because, like, if you, listener, if you look at the background, you can just see, like, all the Nazis just derp walking around the whole time.
I love the Nazi eagle because it reminds me of the white Power Rangers eagle from, like, the third season.
Oh, God. Yeah.
They all just have gas masks on, like,
yeah,
for no reason.
Well, it's because the movie's a gas.
That joke could have been in this movie.
Yeah. look at them all in the background.
He's like, mine arm.
Mine arm. Helicopter arm, yes.
This is the game right here, and this entire part is what the game is based off of. It's just a side-scrolly beat-em-up.
I just love watching the guys in the background.
Yeah, they're like, doing nothing.
They're holding each other back. Like, no, we're only 2D now.
it's just like the background of, like, a video game. You know what I mean?
Oh, right in the balls. This is exactly a video game.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They had an actual stunt guy that pulled this off, like, live.
Oh, no, like, shit.
Yeah, it's not, like, CG or anything. It's just...
I'm sure some of that's CG.
Well, no, it's not, like, the background, yeah, but, like, the actual Kung Fury is just one dude going. They kind of cut it weird where he moves slow at some
parts.
Well,
and then, like, there's parts where he jumps, like, ridiculously high.
Well, he's on, like, a pulley type thing.
Oh, okay. Oh, that is awesome.
Where'd that guy come from?
Yeah, he just slammed him.
This part, I love this. No one's getting hit.
Yeah.
Woo-doo! Those guys that fell, were they from when he...
When they might have been when he...
Kicked him up in the air, like, a while ago. Oh, he does a kickflip, I think, doesn't he? Yeah, kickflip.
I like how his body parts just fall off.
He's nothing in...
Oh, that's actually a pretty badass fight scene.
That's a blunt object went through the guy's face.
It's holding your back.
He makes a Nazi symbol on the wing.
I like how you don't see, like, any bullet holes, and then everyone else dies behind him. Oh, he has... Oh, okay, he does have a little bit.
You fucking lied to me, Jason.
I lied. I do that a lot.
Restart the movie.
They're still jumping up and down cheering.
Yay! Hitler sounds so gay.
It's probably the best depiction of Hitler I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, I knew him in real life, and that's exactly it.
You knew Hitler in real life?
I love that
yeah,
part.
Yeah. The fuck?
All those Nazis are just so incompetent. They're just like, what?
Where even the other are they?
Where? They, like, can't find him. They can't find Thor.
It's too big, too obvious.
Yeah. Hiding in plain sight. That fucking dinosaur.
That's the best lineup ever. Hacker man!
I like that Tumblr gif you made of that, by the way.
I made a regular gif, not a Tumblr gif.
Oh, my bad.
Just air cup. The swing.
Boy. It's like fucking Dr. Manhattan powers, though, making everyone pop.
I'm just waiting for...
Yeah! Shoots everyone in the dick. Every single person in the dick.
I like how he's not even aiming. He's just pointing his gun around.
Gun hit a dick eventually. No, dick! Stop blocking your dick. Shoot you in the dick. My dick!
Oh, adding insult to injury there. with the T-Rex. Is that the only kill the T-Rex actually has?
You don't know what he's doing right now.
Well, I know, but I mean, the only one on screen. I like how he just lays down.
My dick!
Bok bok.
My gun. He doesn't have a dick to shoot. I don't know what to do.
I got him.
I like how that could have been the most epic fight scene ever, and they cut away.
It gets better. This reminds me of like the cartoon of the Mask or of Mask. It was these crazy cars that would transform into like helicopters and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
It reminds me, or was it Rad Racer? Is that the name of the game, the arcade game?
Laser Unicorn.
I just realized he got bit by a cobra, and there's a bunch of cobras in this. I never put that together. I like how he's extra muscly.
It's like the Dragon cartoon Ball Z. Version.
Yeah, that's when I get mad about how girls will...
Butt clench.
I like how he's riding a jet ski.
It looks so real.
So real.
Like his ID is just like a stick man. Obstruction of justice! He's a man of law! I hacked you back to life. God damn it. That's the part that sold me. I saw the trailer and it had that. I was like, yes.
I love this part.
It's like his mustache is squinting back at his face.
Every bad guy is his typical line.
Yeah. What?
Yeah!
Triceratops like, yeah, hit him in the dick!
I like how Thor is so incompetent, he sends them into the future on accident.
But it wasn't him that sent them. It was the bird.
How did the bird send them?
The bird's a time machine.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jason says, oh my
god.
Oh, is he?
Have you not read the book?
It's a novel.
Awkward hug.
Yeah.
My job.
I like the T-Rex laugh.
Action!
2 days earlier, in the future. Honestly, watch the YouTube behind the scenes stuff.
Yes, and the music video.
Hoff.
wrestled the Hoff. 9,000. Hoff, you son of a bitch.
If we're gonna make it like a true survivor.
But that part when he's punching the robot in the face, then an actual like little toy setup.
Shit.
Oh, it's like before.
It's full circle.
But except for past. Different. Fucking Jews! It's like not a well-known symbol. Yeah. Oh.
It all makes sense now. Yeah.
If you want to make it like a true survivor. Action.
Oh man, this movie. It's been a while since I've watched it.
We had a friend come over and she just plays and all that shit, you know, she wants to be an actress, and so she came over and we were like, "Oh, you got to watch it. You'll like it." And I mean, I was kind of afraid that I hyped it up too much and that she was going to be like, I don't get it, you know? But no, like the little things that like we talk about, which makes it funnier, she's busting up laughing like right away and got every little stupid thing that they were saying and all the little jokes. And
this movie's hella tight.
Going into action!
So, Matt, yes. Who's your favorite character?
Probably going to be Thor.
Thor?
Yeah.
Bob?
Kung Fuhrer.
Oh, wow. You're playing Jason right
well,
now.
It's such a good name, at least. Like
Kung Fuhrer.
Kung Fuhrer, yeah.
Well, just that, yeah, that's you know what it is? It's his speech where he's like, we both do cool moves.
Yeah. He's the gayest Hitler I've ever seen.
Like, have you seen Springtime for Hitler?
Have you seen the real Hitler?
Okay, so he's not the gayest. And you know, it's funny too, yeah, like Hitler's speeches, he does have these really feminine hand gestures and shit. But my favorite's gotta be Triceracop.
Everyone in the dick.
Yes. You can't really argue with anybody's favorite character in that movie.
Yep. Everyone's pretty good. I mean, I even like the laser raptor.
Yeah.
I thought Jason was going to say, oh, the skateboard kid.
Oh, man, I should have.
I like the poodle that was going to get shot in the middle finger face. Oh, let it play. Let it play. David Hasselhoff.
All right.
True survivor.
We're going to listen to the music video
now. Now it's a sing-along, guys.
I have not seen this.
Well, there's a commercial. That's super shitty.
Oh, stupid commercials. Well, edit that in post.
Can't even skip it.
Stupid Vivo.
You never seen the music video?
Shot.
No.
Oh my god, you're in for a treat.
Oh man, yeah. It's amazing.
They actually pulled David Hasselhoff into the guy's basement to film.
All right, so now watch the music video. No prayer warning.
This looks familiar.
Denied. I like how they had a stand-in to do the karate moves for David Hasselhoff.
Even like, yeah, when he turns his back,
look at that hair.
Like, yeah, the toupee. I want that jacket so bad, though.
Yes, I agree.
You agree that he wants that jacket so bad?
Yes. That dog with the glowy eyes.
Ryan in the streets.
You know what, the mask, the guys are kind of cool.
Yeah. I wish they would have been in the movie.
Yeah, they look like Casey Jones.
They look like freaking Mad Max people.
Yeah.
slash Casey Jones. Casey Jones in Mad Max universe. PewDiePie.
Out of time, running in and out of time. But the ticking of the countdown clock tonight. Go, we need some, go, we need some action. If we want to make it like a true survivor. Action! If we want to make it.
Nobody wants to listen to us sing along.
No, we're done. I know, I was like, fuck. Trying to listen to the Hoff here.
I like that he wrote the Hoff 9000.
Did he write it?
He wrote
no,
it.
No, I don't think he did.
Yeah, it's on his Vivo and everything. He writes,
does that mean
he
that
writes
he wrote
songs.
It?
I don't think he wrote J- this
Jason
song,
pulls facts out of his ass.
No, he writes songs. He had a video about him talking about writing for the...
He had a video of him talking about being in the music video.
He wrote it, though.
No, he didn't.
He has a couple songs on his own YouTube channel.
Well, you get
him. Like, he's huge in Germany, but I don't think he wrote this song.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Positive he did not.
Jason, will you give Matt $100 if you're wrong?
No.
But you sound so sure of yourself.
I don't have $100.
Are you ready
know,
for
but
some action?
It doesn't matter.
Are you ready to receive $100?
Aw, that was my vape's out of batteries now. Again.
It made it.
It did. It made it through the half hour.
Stands alone when all is said and done.
Boom,
the
boom, boom.
The enemies are falling one by one. Out of time, running in and out of time. We're speaking of the countdown clock tonight. Action!
I love I might want to change mine to Hagerman because I love Hagerman.
Yeah, it's that hair, just the hair alone. It would have been an interesting movie to film because most of the stuff's done on the computer.
Yeah, like
I think almost everything.
Well, yeah. But literally the music video was filmed in the director's basement with David Hasselhoff. He invited him over, like, we're going to do the music video. Oh, okay. And this next part with the T-Rex, he sits him on a chair in front of a green screen. He's like, okay, you're going to do this. Oh, what am I doing? You're on top of a T-Rex. Oh, awesome.
Yeah. All right, guys. That was Kung Fury.
So, did favorite actors, any favorite quotes?
Oh, that's too difficult.
Yeah.
For me, it would have been like the immediate, I could tell he's dead straight off.
I don't
know.
That...
Knock, knock. Who's there? Knuckles.
We finish each other's balls. There's so many one-liners, but they're just all so good.
It's gold. Like, they actually, like, compressed so much into that 30 minutes, because that's all they had. That was the amount of money that they raised. That's why it was so
Do you know how much
short.
Money they raised?
I don't know the exact amount, but I know they wanted to do a full feature thing, but they only raised enough to make a 30-minute video, and that's what we got.
Well,
but
it was worth
a great 30 minutes.
Yeah, it definitely was.
So, are they having a Kickstarter for their 2 hours?
I don't know if they are, but I know you can support them on their website. Just Google Kung Fury. You can actually, like, purchase the video, purchase an actual, like, vinyl of the soundtrack, or you can just buy it digitally, too.
It just makes me sad, as there's so many people who don't know about this movie. And it's like, you're missing out. So, like, had I not known you guys, I would have never heard of it.
Yeah.
Because, where did you hear about it, man?
I saw it on Reddit. Like, I heard about it a while before it came out, and then it came out, and it was, like, the top post that day. And I had to, like, devote the rest of my day to that. Cause...
Well, I watch a ton of YouTube, and I saw the trailer, like, 2 years ago or whatever. And I said, this movie looks amazing. No, I shared the trailer on Facebook and all kinds of stuff, and I was just like, this looks amazing. I don't think it's a real thing, but if this actually becomes a movie, I'm super psyched.
Yeah.
And then it is now, and that was amazing.
Yeah, if you look them up on just Google, they'll have a ton of social media stuff.
Yeah, they have a website and
stuff. I know they're building up to an actual full-length feature.
So... the way this kind of stuff works, I mean, it's just, yeah, you if you like it, you buy this stuff. I mean, it's free. It's out there for free to watch.
Yeah,
but
as far as anything goes, you have to vote with your wallet.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You know, don't pre-order shit and yeah. actually buy stuff that's good and stuff like that.
Exactly, yeah. But I mean, yeah. Other than that, too, just get the word out. Tell your friends. I mean, it's the same thing. Like I always tell people, you know, on our podcast, I tell them, you know, tell your friends about our show.
Tell your friends.
Yeah.
Hey.
But yeah. You're my only hope. Wait, that was Leia. Whoa, Arnold in a Leia headdress and everything. That would be awesome. Anyway, but tell your friends about all this shit. If you like something, tell your friends. That's the way the world works.
So share that movie podcast with your friends.
That's right. If you like us.
I thought you said you have, if yeah. Never.
If you have friends. Anyway.
Definitely tell them about Kung Fury.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our first Watch Along.
Watch Along. Yeah.
Wait. What's our name for this?
I don't know yet.
Watch Along?
I like it. Watch Along.
No. It's got to be something.
All right. Do it better. Watch Along.
Movie Night with That Movie Podcast.
Mystery Science Theater.
No. 4,000.
4,000, yes.
2,999.
3,001.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Peace out.